Rollmonger's Actual Play Podcast is proud to present Star Wars Saga Edition, Dawn of Defiance Campaign, starring GM Jeff Ball as narrator and game master, with players me, Matt Witt, Ryan Messina, Aiden Willems, Jay Tamlin, and Frank Hamilton.
It is Zin's go, and Rahal, you are on deck.
Okay.
Zin, your elevator.
Yep.
Okay.
Just chilling with my hand grenade.
Yep. Now, I believe your proverbial conditions suddenly are met as you get to the top and there's that ping and the doors open. And waiting with actions ready, because this is the cool thing about the command center is we have cameras. You guys looked for cameras in the first hallway and then that was it. Looked around and it's like, well, there's cameras in some of the rooms and there's cameras here and there. Anyway, these bad guys, you know, have not only the foresight to watch you guys and be completely prepared, they immediately open fire on you, just like you guys immediately open fire on them. Askeleth, ready to action met. Zin, ready to action met. You see two troopers, two more Frankensteins in the corner, and some Dr. Evil dude at the comm over here. And his ready action is to monologue, because that's what bad guys do, right?
That's awesome.
However, since Zin's turn goes before the bad guy's turn, because everyone's ready to action and they all happen simultaneously, let's start with Zin.
All right. Spin the chamber, put the gun to my head.
What?
Let's see here. So I'm trying to throw a grenade. Oops. Mm-hmm. Let's not move out into the corridor. Let's click the... I'm trying to bounce it off of this console.
Yeah, you want to fall it in this square here so you get maximum yield, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's a four square.
Roll the four.
It's a four square radius, is it not?
Let me look on my character sheet because that's where I made the notes.
Or a two square radius.
I think it's a two square radius.
That still covers a lot of ground.
Frag grenade, two square radius.
Yeah, but radius is in two squares in every direction, right? So.
Yep.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's a big boom.
Right.
That is a big boom. So do I hit the control panel?
With
that's kind of what I was aiming for. Yeah.
No.
I rolled a four.
Oh, okay.
Three plus one out of four.
All right. Well, a base of anything is kind of like a 10 to get to where you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I'm actually going to burn a force point because I don't want it lobbing back inside the elevator.
Ding, ding, ding.
Can I do that?
Sure. You go to throw and sit and left. Literally leans in your way.
Oh, he smokes it.
Yeah, there you go. Four, maximum of six and ten. Okay, so suddenly Askeleth leans out to take his shot while you're doing yours, and the stormtroopers light you up, and it kind of makes you hesitate, and you believe in your luck, and ting, 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 ting. Okay, so of these four squares that are sort of in the back here, okay, I want you to, as best you can, center a ping on the one you wish to aim for, that one.
Okay, I was aiming at that one.
Okay, so you're aiming here. Okay.
Nope, one northwest of that. I can't quite hit it. It's the last one the line goes through.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to literally bounce it off a console. You want to hit the console, and hopefully it'll just kind of boop, 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 right?
Yes.
Okay, roll me a d8.
Rolling a d8. Got a five.
Okay, so three, four, five. It hits the console and bounces upward. And comes and lands straight back down on the console in the corner here. Just hits gear or something and kind of pings off of it and goes off on a weird angle. And is deflected back in your direction because this is sort of solid mass, but it's not up to the ceiling. And one, two, three, four, five, it actually ends up here, right on top of the main control panel of the entire facility. And he lays a grenade right across the top of it.
Did I do that?
Whoopsie.
The alarm just goes...
So, can I have damage from old man Zin?
Yep, 10 points.
10 points of damage. All right.
Yep.
From this corner, two in every direction. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Basically, you blow up the console and... I'm sorry, how much damage?
10 points. It's 4d6, got a 3, a 4, a 1, and a 2. Pretty Mickey-odored. Basically, 1, 2, 3, 4.
10 points of damage. Kaboom. Destroying a major part of the console. And with the 10, we all see it kind of lob over. And the guy, half jumps out of a square because it doesn't beat his reflex. So he takes half damage. But
Gotcha.
There is a guy in a red plastic-looking lab coat. Very thin, gaunt. You know, from even from this distance, you can see the baggy circle eyes, like the guy hasn't slept in days, you know. Real nasty-looking dude. And it catches him, and the Frankensteins are actually just out of range. So, with this guy taking 10 onto Rahal.
Okay, but now I'd like to spend a destiny point to act out of order.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, Reuben...
Shouldn't it actually be your turn, though?
My turn's over, right?
Yeah.
I thought he had, like, you still have, like, a move and a swift and stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got...
Well, he'd readied an action to toss this, so he's done with that. What else do you want to do?
I'll pull my second grenade and throw it.
Or doesn't that burn your whole turn, like, trying to meet those conditions? Any move would have spent waiting. See,
yeah, well, it takes a move equivalent to draw an item and then a standard to chuck, so I figure...
Draw your grenade, then. So you open the door, you had the grenade in hand, you just lob the grenade. There's your attack.
Right.
You just still have a move and a swift. Pull your other grenade.
Well, I think that's what's canceled by the readied action. See, readied action gives you a huge advantage because you get the drop on somebody, and it burns your turn whenever it goes off.
Ah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
So wait till after my turn and then blow your destiny point before the enemy's turn.
Now, your readied action, though, only consisted of an attack. So I'll still let you move if you wish.
I'm good for right there, like I said, because I kind of already plan on doing... okay. 5 foot step back. Or move backwards.
Now you used a force point to actually bring your attack up to 10, right?
Yeah.
Now, on any regular thrown weapon... What's point blank on a tossed item? I actually don't have that on my chart here. So, toss, and a step back for your moves in, leaving you with a swift.
Yep. Push the button again. Ding.
Okay.
Closing the doors.
Right. So, toss, swift to push button, move back into the back of the elevator.
Okay.
Okay. Rahal. Now, before I get, before I actually get to you, we are at a space in time where the bad guys and Leth get to supersede your turn because suddenly, in this round, all of their conditions are met. Now, in the order of dexterity, or in the order of the turn, we'll see.
Oh, right.
Dexterity. Right. So what's your dexterity, Leth? Instead of just going in turn order, I'll just go with dex. I should have went that from the beginning.
My bonus is 2. My actual score is 15.
Okay. And you, Zin?
I think I have a 16 dex.
Yeah, so luckily me...
Nope, 14. 14.
Okay. Yeah. And for the Stormtroopers, it's like 11. So actually, technically, before you even lob your grenade, Leth would actually get his shot. So Leth, before the kaboom, laying, door opens, you get your shot.
Okay. So then I'm going to fire on this guy.
Right. Now, remember how I said this is what screwed up Zin's lob, was you leaned into the way?
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said you leaned into the shot?
Yep.
So there you go. Okay. So shoot.
Attack of 11.
Okay. Would you like to modify that?
How many force points do I have at the moment? Sure. Total 12.
So close and yet so far. So, nope.
Okay. I know. I'll manipulate the midichlorians to make this better.
So.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Midichlorians, I think he means.
Midichlorians, thank you. Midichlorians is still stupid.
America is not force sensitive, obviously. So, close, but no. Shooting, the lob, the impending explosion, the 10 points of damage, ow. And even though he jumps out of the way and lives, this guy is badly burnt, Zin. I'll at least give you that satisfaction, okay? And then the Stormtroopers go. And like I said, these guys have orders. They've been watching you guys on cameras and stuff. Anybody comes up those elevators, they light them up, and they do. So Kargrek and Hagark hang back and block this guy. The Stormtroopers each pick up opponent and lean in and light you up. Zin. Zin.
Yes?
Stormtrooper number one.
Good time for your destiny point, Zin.
he's trusting his destiny that I only rolled a 10. No, see, wait for my roll. I'd like to act on a turn. miss on Zin and Dr. Left. A miss on Dr. Left. They just, you know... They see the doors open and they just start firing. They just lose it. Start, you know, shooting the actual door.
In slow motion, they see that grenade kind of sailing over and they're all, shoot.
They're waiting for the doors to open fully to, like, go, surprise! And you guys come out guns blazing and it kind of puts them off for a moment. Those guys do this. These guys do this. Those guys are delayed. One round behind you. And that brings us over to Rahal's side. Do we have anybody left on Rahal's side besides Larry? I don't think we do. So nope. Larry,
we have the doctor.
Just the cable guy sitting there knocking on the door. Get her done.
So Larry managed to open the door and shoot at you, Raul, yeah? I believe last round. Okay. And
Jeff, sure I meant to ask you about something quickly.
What's that?
You were saying that the ground communications and stuff are blocked out. I was wondering how the doctor managed to communicate with the guards outside, or if the guards outside just heard the alarms inside.
As I said earlier and showed on the map, we just opened the doors. So the two other stormtroopers is kind of like, what's going on? And come inside, they hear a firefight. Otherwise, they would have
He's going back further than that. But everything inside the facility would be hardwired.
Yes. Now, it talks about comms across the planet for like the bikes and stuff, like to a certain range. I'm assuming that the comms, possibly the walker and speeders, which are just really background, you know, are still up and running. But any kind of long distance communication, hence like tattling on us, is jammed because of our hijinks right across, you know what I mean? So these guys in the comm center have been working on it. Well, tell this white noise, what's going on? I don't understand. Well, send out our walker and you know, something must be going on. Remove the ATAT and several speeder bikes out to that position that the players have already left to investigate Outpost 6. You know, what's going on? And it opens up, because this place would have been slightly heavier guarded. And you guys got off by doing that. And I'll assume that that's why the walker isn't here. You know, it's just for ambiance. But anyway, so you're jamming
what I was saying during the break, that's what I kind of thought had went down, which he had jammed the comms.
That's not the only way to communicate. You can send, that's like just the comms, just like the radios, right? They can actually beam, like the Victory Class Star Destroyer can actually beam down a message directly into the comm and show up on their monitors, that type of thing. But they can't call up, like the speeder bike doesn't have like a little screen on it where it can text them. Anyway, moving on. But I was going to give them the benefit of the doubt that the guys outside are hearing static, and they, you know, so I kind of left them out there for several rounds, and I just literally had the droid open up the doors. Or sorry, the guys up here open up the doors, seeing that there's no, because that would be risky, right? If we're under attack, you think they would lock down, but they're calling the stormtroopers, get in here, get in, nothing's going on. They're like, fine, open the doors. Yeah, and then we'll close them behind them. Anyway, moving on.
Right.
Speaking of bad guys, Larry.
Larry, the cable guy.
Larry aims carefully to negate your cover and shoots you in the face.
Okay. And he misses.
I was on a 17 for like the longest time with an 11. He's shooting at you, but he's, you know, just kind of doing it half-assed. He's looking for his old buddy. All right.
Yep.
There are other things going on, but nothing that we witness personally at this time, boys and girls. So taking notes of that. Rahal, it is your turn, sir.
Oh. And how dare Larry shoot at me? I thought he was Merrick's buddy. It's not very good sportsmanship. He should die.
Okay.
I'll peek around the corner and shoot at him.
Sorry, Charlie. I mean, sorry, Larry. All right. Peek around as an aim.
Oof. With an attack of 6.
No. Larry is confident in his doorway dodging abilities today.
Then I will take a step back. Boop. Haha, you can't see me anymore.
Okay.
And that is all I do. All
right. The bad droid does his thing and begins closing the doors. Round 14. This is a record, even for me. Starting at the top of the initiative order, again, we have Poser with Merrick on deck. Poser, what do you do? You guys have cleared the room, but there's still firefight at the door.
I'm going to hold my turn until after Merrick.
Okay, so you wish to delay.
Yep.
Pull you down the track here, right? Okay.
Yep.
So Merrick.
I just saw Larry shoot a Raul.
Not cool, Larry. Totally not cool.
I want to move up to the edge here, and I want to switch back to normal fire and shoot at Larry.
Okay. One tear crawling down his eye in the background. Music played just for him as he suddenly remembers all the good times with here.
And,
you know,
and a montage of false point.
A montage of, oh, wow. I don't even get it. A montage of good times with Larry. A single tear. Misses with a 10. And with a 6 force point, just barely gets enough reflex to actually shoot Larry center mass, hitting him.
24 damage.
And putting a... Because I totally, like, on your helmet, I've got, sometimes when we touch, the honesty. You know.
No, I told cool you, Larry, about... you know.
Dead. I never literally lie.
The one tear going down his cheek, and he just completely lays waste. Like, that's more damage than anyone has suffered or needs to today. The betrayer. Larry the betrayer.
Larry the Betrayer.
Larry the Betrayer.
He thinks he hears that over the comms. It's just Poser in the background going with a rock ballad.
Yeah. No tears. Both Larry and Merrick are professionals. You know, there was that sort of uncomfortable shrug about what can we do about this? It's good to see you, man. And then Larry started shooting. So, you know, they made their peace right there. It's okay. It's just a good song.
It's contract. No worries.
That's right. He wouldn't take it personally. He actually like crumples down and he gives you a thumbs up like, good to see you, man. Good to see you're still working. We was a little worried that you wouldn't find work, you know, because you couldn't fit into a stormtrooper outfit, you know. They're prejudiced because you're a near human and he's human. So, you know, sorry, buddy.
Kicked out of the recruiter cramp.
That's right. I'm going to get the union gig, you know. Okay. That's you know, that's all the good time things that you in the cafeteria at the Union camp of Imperial training, all this stuff, you know, all these bad things happen in Merrick where he keeps failing tests and Larry's moving up and they finally kick you out and say goodbye tearfully. Okay. Poser. Oh, sorry. Merrick moves up, takes his shot. Swift action.
I use my swift action to switch out of full auto.
Oh, right. Poser.
Double move up to there.
Just runs past Merrick, steps over Larry's body. And into the hallway. All right.
Do I see anything?
No, actually, devoid of firefight, all the elevator doors that you can see on this side are closed with little ding arrow ups, you know. And you don't see anybody from your position at all.
Is this door open?
No. Okay. That has been reclosed after Frankenstein 1 and 2 came out because there's people in there that know how to use doors. And we don't want to be part of the fight. The droids in there putting furniture and crap again, you know.
Help me, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's my turn.
So you just double move out there and have a good look around. We're all good. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're in the new round and everyone's kind of shuffled. We're actually at Dr. Leth. Dr. Leth.
Yes. So the door is going to close at the end of Zin's turn, correct?
Yes. That's the hope.
Okay. Then I will fire once again at this stormtrooper.
Okay. Lots of these. 14.
Or 14.
Close. Do you?
Oh, fine. I'll try again.
Boss fight. What have I got to give? Do I got to start naming people to convince you that this could possibly be?
No, I wanted to save one, and of course said, okay, 15.
Oh, sorry.
Force is not on my side.
Well, yeah, you don't have your Jedi with you. Of course, it isn't on your side.
Whose fault's that, Poser?
Yours. You ran into the elevator.
Remember, I blame you.
Technically, that would be mine, but we won't.
No, you left, Poser. Remember, you ran right past me as I turned to fire at the big things chasing us. No, your job.
It's fine.
Oh well. And with that, I also move back, and then that's my turn.
Next, we have Old Man's in.
With a kind of shrug, you know, like a, sorry, guys. I toss my second frag grenade right out into the middle here of these two. It'd be point blank. Natural 20, 7 points of damage.
Hey, Jeff, do our comms work in here?
I don't know. I don't hear. And then as the doors slide shut, I'll kind of tap my earpiece like the comms. Guys, yeah, there's more of them up here. We're coming back down.
That's awesome. I think I softened him up a bit for you guys. Yeah. Maybe the grenade went off and killed Jeff.
And killed Jeff instead.
Which really
I think
sucks.
It just ruined his plans, so he's speechless.
He's like, damn it.
He's still stunned.
Is the best way to grenades? Take the entire encounter. Just take out the GM.
I was actually a little worried that grenade was going to like vape a whole bunch of guys in the corner, but I kind of lucked out there. Pretty sure someone's going to school me on splash rules, targeting a square of 10 and getting the one you want, but you pointed back here.
Yep, I did not point at the square way back there. So
that's true.
It works.
And because of that, I've actually, unbeknownst to you, but the back end of this Frankenstein is completely burnt. It's taken damage too. So.
And hopefully I did take out station communications.
I am only supposed to describe things from your perspective, possibly not what actually happened. You guys don't know everything, so there you go.
Yeah.
Possibly there's more.
So did you hear my attack roll and all that good stuff?
Yes. And those two troopers take damage, but they are still up and running. Terribly sorry.
No, you're fine. Like I said, soften them up.
Okay,
the doors are closing. It's fine.
Yeah.
The playout of this action sequence is actually pretty funny.
Ding, like, dun,
yeah, yeah. it would be an awesome scene in a movie. It really would.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, he's, so, he's pushing buttons to change the music.
You know, and then the doors open and pew 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 pew. A couple grenades get lobbed out. Then Jesus. The doors close back up and da 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 da. Da.
look over to Dr. Left. So back down.
Anyone else missing Poser's music now?
I don't know. The elevator seems to be their friend. I mean, it's always served them. The elevators have served players well up until this point, I must say.
Yep. The elevator has always been there.
The best part, you guys are going to miss, go their turn.
It's always there to lift you up.
It's like, it's their turn, right? And normally I wouldn't show you this, but it's like on their turn, these guys all dump off of the elevator because they all come off. And they find, ha ha! And it's like, damn it! Because they were around behind you. These guys all, you know, step off the elevator.
You do.
That's the funny part. The unfunny part now is I've managed to double the size of the force upstairs. thanks, guys. What's going on,
They'll
sir?
Have to come down eventually.
We didn't want to go upstairs anyway.
Yeah, really.
Okay. I mean, we took out the only thing we really needed to up there.
So they do stuff up here you're unaware of. And we're at to Rahal now. Rahal.
So I just look over at Merrick. Set them charges up. And I point to the communications computers. And so are our comms working?
Yes.
Excellent. I say to Merrick, set them charges up. And I indicate the computer stations. They say, we're gonna go and rendezvous with the others out in the hallway.
Okay.
And I'll take position behind Poser.
Okay.
Merrick's just setting up the charges, and the doctor and an old man Zinn is coming back down the elevator. I think it's time we regroup and see if we can find who we come for. And that's my turn.
Next is their droid, round 15, because I'm still around. Merrick.
I am going.
I move over to the main comm hub.
This is a freebie. Like, the module gives you high-yield explosives for free. There are a decent amount of them. I'm assuming you cannot plant all them in a round. You know, you're going to be a minute in here. Or rounds, plural. Okay?
But I have Gearhead.
Oh, what does that do?
Gearhead from KOTAR, page 33. Once per encounter, you can make a mechanics and use computer check more quickly than normal. A check requiring a full round action can be attempted as a standard action. A check requiring a standard action can be completed as a move action. A check requiring a move action can be attempted as a swift action. Checks requiring multiple swift actions can be reduced by one swift action. Checks requiring more than a full round action can be attempted in one half the amount of time required at a minus 10 penalty.
All of them at negative 10.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a multi-round action. So even though it's going to be half that amount of rounds, you're willing to take a negative 10 to properly plant explosives just to do it quickly.
I don't think we have a lot of time to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, I say we leave that till later.
Well, I feel the consensus from the party is to do that later then.
You do guys have comm
maybe
links.
You guys
are on a comm channel. You can just talk freely.
I am moving to prepare explosives. I will not have time to do it properly. Be prepared to evacuate in 30 seconds.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up. Ha ha. Okay. Maybe that can wait.
Yeah. This is a rescue mission, not a demo mission. The demo was sort of a bonus. Blows this place sky high. The roof caves in. Like,
I forgot something. A rescue mission.
I feel like I forgot something. Forget something, you know.
Ha!
I'm going to go on record for the entire campaign, gentlemen, and say this now. It will not make sense to you, but it will in the future. You have no idea how funny that would be if you dropped the con center, ran, and left Admiral Gilder Varth here to rot for the plot line. Unbelievably hysterical. I will explain one day, but not today. So, Merrick, they're putting you off. You want to just wait? You want to just like leave the explosives here and come back for them? Or
very well.
I decided then to drop the duffel bag.
Yeah.
Around the corner. Oh, you know what? No. I don't drop the duffel bag. I keep it with me.
You never know. He won't part with explosives. They're too much.
I don't. Not unless it's lit.
That's funny. So Merrick goes to intercept allies who are supposed to be coming back down one of these turbo lifts.
Double move over to this edge of the turbo lift.
Yep, gotcha. So you're on the north side. Now, repainting everyone's mind, this hallway is a rectangular hallway. The bottom the south side are big blast doors heading outside in Felucian jungle. There's a hallway off to the left immediately going to a turret. There's doors on the right, two sets of doors on the left going to a lab that we know about. At the sort of top half of this rectangular hallway is a quadruplex of turbo lifts, two and two stacked all in a four pattern, both facing two east, two west. Merrick's on the north side of that wall, stacked up tight. The very top of the hallway, there's the way they came in, which is sort of like a crook corner hallway. And then there's a side hallway in the top right corner of this hallway, heading down to the key-shaped comm center, where now Poser and Rahal are sort of stacked up on the corner of that. And we get to Poser Sham's
turn. Want to spend my swift action to help go towards my move my condition track back up.
Okay, but you got to do it consecutively. You can't keep starting it and stopping it. You know that, right?
I thought you could kind of...
You could start one... Yeah, you could start one this round and then finish them off next round. If you interrupt that chain of events, it's you got to start over.
Okay, fair enough. Then I will still do that.
Okay. Poser. Now, I'd like to think that the DM is supposed to be neutral and balanced. I am supposed to tempt you with the dark side, and I've been doing a lot of whispering. So, the force, the whisper, a hair on the back of your neck... tells you that there's been something overlooked, something that worries you, something possibly to do with my cutscene.
Fine. I was going to go look for the guy that we're supposed to save, but if Poser gets this feeling, then yeah, he's going to rush back into the comm center.
Okay.
And start taking a look around.
Okay. Nothing in here but a bunch of computers.
Okay.
Do you have a computer use?
Not very good. I have mechanics, which is better, but I can do use computer.
Okay. Well, luckily for you, these guys have them up and running. Like, their codes are in. You know, Bob's code, he's, like, accessing things. You know what I mean? You don't have to hack the computer, but you do have to sort of, like, go into the computer and start using it and call up screens and things, right? So he's in, but you just got to sort of navigate it. That's the good news.
Okay. All right. So use computer check going out.
Yep. Okay. So you run in a room. So let's see if we can do this here. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to get into the room, a double move to get to a computer, and that's you for the turn. And I will reveal this computer use on your next turn when you can actually use the standard action.
I can do it on this round.
Okay.
It's turning on a computer is a swift action, I guess, using
but it takes you a double move standard. Just to get to the console.
Well, yeah, it says as a swift action, you can activate an item, which includes turning on a computer.
Okay.
So, but if you're more meaning like I actually search through the computer, it isn't just like, oh, I hit like alt tab and it brings up the window, then yeah.
It talks about, oh, no, you're right. Computer who access computer immediately discovers. Okay. So if you can get to the actual computer, if you can stand in front of any of them, right? So a double move to get there, swift action to sort of just like hit a key and call the screen up. They were actually communicating with the Star Destroyer.
Oh,
this is the message.
All right, give me a sec to read that. Or I guess I can read that while you go on to the doctor's turn.
Okay. Dr. Leth, you want to read your suggestion out loud while he's getting his alone time message, deciding what to share?
I don't suppose we'd all be against leaving, perhaps, and then coming back maybe in, say, an hour. That'd give a chance to make sure that we are better prepared and perhaps let everyone calm down and, I don't know, not know immediately where we are.
So you're in the elevator. It's your turn. Swift action. You get on the comms. You start saying this. Are you, like, literally, like, dropping, you know, put the gun away and start pulling out the armor to put it on?
I don't think I have that much time. As soon as the door opens, I'm with my suggestion, I'm kind of hoping that we're all going to, like, leave.
Oh, okay. So you're just talking and you're going to hold your action for, like, Zin's door opening and getting the hell off the elevator.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Zin, is there anything you want to do while we're riding out this elevator and Leth is trying to convince us to get white and shiny with new plastic armor?
I'll look over at him. Excuse me. I'll look over at him. What? You look worried. Isn't this kind of what you thought would happen? You know, and I'm just riding the elevator out, waiting for the doors to open. You know, I'm expecting my friends to be, you know, kind of at the bottom and we'll regroup, regather, and maybe move deeper into level one to try to throw them off a little bit. But I'm certainly not thinking about, you know, bombing out of the building completely.
I think he means hold up in some room that we have control of and throwing on armor for several D rounds and then try to re-engage.
Well, either doing that or like going back out that grate that presumably they haven't found yet. And then
yeah, because
like
it sounds like the wildlife's getting in, like all sorts of quadrupeds and felines and.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. Ambience, you guys left the... No, actually, you put the grate back on, didn't you? You had that sort of... And we make it look like it still fits. Anyway, so Zin, Rahal, on your turns, you ride the elevator down, the doors open. And I'm since you guys stated... Or sorry, Askeleth, you stated you're waiting for this to happen, so it sort of pushes you down the initiative track, but not... what do you call it? What I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of like flip places with you now with the bad guys who are about to go right after you. And since you're waiting for like the end of Zin's turn for the doors to open, bing, you know, and then like just step out kind of thing. Or just there you are, you know, you guys wait out your turn. So basically you have a choice. You could delay until the doors open and the bad guys get to go. Or you could just take your turn and look at the end of your turn. You're standing at the bottom of the elevator with the open doors and then the bad guys go. Your choice.
Well, if we delay, we can at least take an action as soon as the doors open, so...
That's right. And I will shuffle the bad guys in front of you. You get to go as these rounds continue to count, and you re-encounter the bad guys, they will be going before you again. That's the rub. So, what's it going to be, gentlemen?
My turn?
No, I'm still waiting here from these two.
Yeah, I'll definitely get off the elevator now. It's open.
Yeah, but I was saying, do you want to delay? This is... I cannot stress this important enough that your action now will determine in the future re-engagement of the bad guys if it's all of us, then the bad guys, or if it's half of us, the bad guys, and then you two each round.
Well, I'd want to be able to get away from the bad guy, from the bad guys as soon as they like show up. So as soon as the door opens, I want to be able to run.
Yep.
Which means I delay.
Actually, I am waiting for the doors to open, and I will leave.
If you delay, that will put you after them.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is end your turn with it here and the doors are open. Yeah, end your turn, doors
are
here.
Just end your turn. Yeah. They still have to get on the elevator, close the door, and come down. You have lots of time to get out of the elevator and take cover.
If they're even going to come down.
Well, by that logic, they still have to come down too, so.
Right. That's exactly right. You have time. So you end your turn, you're at the bottom. Then
yeah, but it works out to be a difference of like one round versus two.
Okay, you know what? Jay, it's your dude. What do you do?
Yeah.
We are at the bottom of the, you're at the bottom of the elevator. Okay. Did you delay or did you take your turn riding the elevator? Very simple question.
My turn begins when the door opens, so I delay.
Okay. So Zin, do you delay as well for the door to open?
My turn.
Or do you use
my turn begin when the door opens?
Okay. Yeah. You both delayed. So the bad guys from now on go before the two of you because they took their turn right after you guys, but again, you guys weren't taking your turn, you were delaying. You were waiting for the elevator to drop on his old turn, you delay till after his turn, and now they open, it's your go. All the bad guys have done something up there. I know it sounds crazy, and people at home are probably clawing their faces off, but trust me, there's a big difference coming up. So, guys, it's your turn. Step off together, starting with Zin, the higher dexterity. It's your go. Full range.
Alrighty then.
I thought I had the higher dexterity.
Yeah, I've got a 14.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Askeleth, right, because we have to retcon that. Sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Leth.
Okay. So I then go 5, 6, and then I will still waiting for people to confirm on the...
Yeah, we're not leaving. We're not leaving until we have our target. There's no way. It makes no sense to leave and give them an opportunity to shore up their defenses. No way. We've already, you know, like we've already come in. We're all together now. We've struck a blow. We can take time somewhere in here so you can put some armor on. I'm okay with that. That would also give Merrick time to set charges. But we're not leaving the facility. Sorry. If you want to go, you know where the exit is. But it just doesn't make any sense to leave.
Okay. Zin.
All right. So doors open. Out I go. I'm just going to move right down there, down the hall, and say, there's a pile of them upstairs, two more of those saw hands. One of them's got a scatter gun that's pretty ugly. They should be coming down the second elevator any minute now. And that was a double move for me, so I got nothing left.
The end of my turn was, I guess, opening this door.
All right. So you double move to the door and give it a whirl?
Well, I could make it in one, but they didn't answer my question until after I moved once. So, yeah, that was my double move.
All right. The door here, Dr. Leth, opens to reveal what appears to be a storage room full of crates. Mostly because it says storage written across the floor. But, you know, who knows what could be in, what could be lurking inside. I'm just going to give it to you. Storage room. All right. And that would put Zin at the bottom, actually, because I screwed up your dexterities. Okay. So.
No, that's fine.
Right. Top of the next round, which I dare say is 16. Gentlemen.
The marathon.
This is like XCOM here.
If you if you wish, okay, if you guys don't plan on running back out there or worried that they're literally going to come running back down here like any second, I will release the rounds, stop the combat, and you guys will have free reign to do something until we re-engage our targets. But that would wipe initiative. Actually, you know what? I will hold, guys, I'll just hold initiative because technically they're watching you guys on cameras, which keeps them engaged. Technically, they're still engaging you. They're watching you run around in their little cameras.
Yeah, I was going to say keep the initiative, like keep the actual rounds going.
Yep.
Yeah, why not? Makes sense.
Okay, so round 16, Poser.
Okay, two questions. First, yeah. How long does it take me to read this message, like action-wise? And does it say when it was sent, and do I know what time it is now?
Okay. At the end of your last turn, you got there, this flipped on. Okay? The beginning of your turn is a swift action, let's say, because it's brutal, or just, you know, you just whip through it.
Yeah.
You read through it. Do you want to read it out loud, or shall I?
I will let you read it out loud.
Okay. Poser, the camera covers above your shoulder and looks at your face as your thin lips draw into a pursing of frustration. Message number 6673-alpha. Priority 1 message follows. So that must be some sort of... Can I have a computer use or a technical code? I don't think...
15.
I don't think they actually meant to say this. And part of the message seems to be listed or missing. It says... /routed... security encryption confirmed. /from Prakith Citadel Comm Center. Oh, this place actually has a name. Prakith. Prakith Citadel Comm Center via HoloNet node. And this is how they can do a direct con, you know, node number 6673 alpha. From node 6673 alpha via Star Destroyer Ostidios? I cannot pronounce this.
Ostidios?
Can you guys see this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's pronounced.
Ostidios.
That's the name of a ship?
I think.
That's the name of a ship?
It's the deciduous. It blooms every, you know, year.
I suppose. The via Star Destroyer, the Ostidios, Rock Me Amadeus.
Priority 1 message follows. Prepare former Admiral Gilder Varth for transfer to the Citadel. Inquisitor Draco will be arriving within a standard Felucian day/night cycle to take custody of the prisoner. You are instructed to have your medical technicians ensure that Varth is fully rested and at his highest possible strength. Interrogation chemicals should be administrated to Varth upon notification that the Inquisitor has arrived on Felucia. Varth will be transferred by shuttle to the Ostidios before Inquisitor Draco takes custody. Time from administration of interrogation chemicals to transfer to the Inquisitor's personal transport should fall within an acceptable window of 27 to 54 minutes. End transmission.
They don't say what time at all. This message
that it was sent. Okay.
Yeah, they're just saying. I mean, you can start using computer checks, Dali, and check the logs and, you know, timestamp and stuff to find that.
No, it's all good. Okay. So as soon as I get through that message, I'm pretty much going to freak the fuck out and start relaying orders immediately. And go, Merrick, plant the charges now. Leth, Zin. Form up on the north door, breach that now. Zen, you meet me at the east door. We're breaching that. We need to grab the former admiral, and we need to get out of here now, like yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to double move out.
The laid back, ignore half the battles we've been in, whatever poser, starts clearly, precisely, and in a slightly different tone of voice, barking orders at you guys over the comms. This. What do you guys do? Poser, are you staying to play with the computer, or are you getting out of there?
No. I'm already at the door, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
At this door down here.
Gotcha. That's Poser. And he, like, walks by you. It's not a joke. No, it's someone doing an impression. He's halfway through his orders to you guys. He walks past all of you, jaw agape, and stacks up on a door. Merrick's turn.
Merrick, set the bomb. Merrick, don't set the bomb. Merrick, set the bomb. You people.
And I throw the satchel back down and start to prepare a bomb.
Okay.
In fact, I have an energy pack.
You say there at the elevator?
Yeah, but I want to do a little something with it. So I'm going to pop out the energy cell from Sasha because it's like 75% depleted. Mm-hmm. And use that to see if I can kind of jerry wire this up to kind of throw a little Merrick into this bomb.
Okay.
A bit of extra oomph.
It will be a good bomb.
Okay. So am I to understand you're going to blow up a turbo lift or just whatever happens in the yield of the center hallway and not the comm center? Or are you just prepping the bomb out here?
Yield explosives.
Yes.
Can I knowledge mechanics this to see how potent this actual bomb is that I'm hauling around?
Sure. Technology, actually. Five.
That's huge.
It's separatist tech, which you're not totally familiar with. They use a different chemicals. I mean, you've seen it in order, and you know there's enough here to blow up this entire comm center room and bring down the roof in the corner of that building. And if you're lucky, there's a main structure pin somewhere, and the whole place, like half this place, could fall in on itself, hence destroying its usefulness. But
tactically, if I took up the center of the building, shouldn't the whole building come crashing in?
You might at least drop the upper level.
And knowledge tactics at 25, where this explosive is best put?
In the inside corners of all the turbo lifts, or possibly on these inside walls of the hallway, would be the main support beams for the upper level, and you could possibly bring the whole, you know, the whole upstairs down.
I like that option. So I want to take two swift actions to finish moving myself up the condition track.
Okay.
And then, yeah, if I'm going to be right here by the turbo tracks to try to subsidize or take those guys out.
Okay. So two swifts to get the condition track. And
one action to start setting up a bomb.
To pull the bombs back out. Because I said, you take them with you? Yep, okay, you gather them up.
Yep.
Right? Go back in the bag, so you got to start taking them out of the bag again. Right? Okay. So you start pulling them out, get everything ready again. Okay, that's Merrick. Now we have the bad guys. Watching you on TV. What's he doing? Oh, we were going to wait for him to come up here. I'd ready to monologue and everything. Oh, fine, go back down. Fine. So, yeah. As if on cue, you know, ding, ding, two doors open, and down come a contingent of stormtroopers.
I thought they walked out of the elevator.
They did.
Like, upstairs.
And we had a very long discussion of delaying and letting them go to take their turn. Will they get back on the elevator, push the button, wait around? Now it's their turn again, and here we are, and they pop out center mass. This is why we had that discussion. Told you it'd be important. Because now these guys have had two rounds and they can't move. They're waiting. You know, two guys ready in action. They step on and ready in action to shoot anybody they see. One guy is controlling the door.
Oh, Poser. Okay.
So there's two guys who come down here right in front of an elevator where Poser put himself. Okay. Then we also have, those were like the three that, you know, went up. Then we have guys just for, you know, tactical.
Wait, this guy should have taken longer, though, because this elevator was already down, so it would have had to take, like, two rounds to go up and then back down.
Do you remember how I talked about constantly through the rounds what the other guys were doing? No one checked the back elevators.
Well, yeah, no, I know, right, about the back ones.
The elevator that Zinn and
Aska came out of.
Aska Leth came out of.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that one elevator, that one elevator has no dude in it because it's down here, yes. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the back ones.
Quick, everybody jump back on the elevator and go up.
No, I know. Yackety
sack.
We don't have time. So, Jeff.
Yes?
How do you feel about me using destiny points?
Do you have any left?
I have two of them.
Oh. You mean acting out of turn?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to decide
if I want to
save it for now or later.
Well, like I said, everybody went. It's our turn. And on our turn, or this guy's turn, you know, we ride out the elevator. But the cool thing is, we're not moving, the floor is. So we step onto the elevator as a free move, as a standard action, as you guys kept bringing up. We ready in action, and as soon as those things are met, we go. We're in the same, and it goes to the next round, and the elevator comes down. These guys are sitting there, and, you know, I'll even be nice and say, you know, the guy that got on and pushed the door as a swift action, you know, isn't ready because he's in the back of the elevator. And we have Mr. Up Close and Personal and another guy right there. The door's open. They see you and they immediately unload.
Okay.
Now, it says, as a destiny point, you can suddenly go out of turn. Like,
yeah.
So is it like
I'm actually not going to
in the middle of my turn or
It says whenever, but I'm actually not going to, so don't
Are you
it.
Sure?
What's Dude, my health at?
The door's open. Okay, wait, okay? Is it? There's a guy leveling a blaster cannon two squares away from you.
Oh, okay. It's a blaster cannon.
That's our right. friend with the big shotgun.
Yeah.
You're lucky he doesn't take a step forward and become adjacent to you and hit you with like 4d8. You know, hi there.
I think I can.
Okay. Anyway, the rest of them, their actions are basically to like jump out.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, though, is it just puts them. Stupid stormtroopers, they jump out and look for people to shoot, getting the hell off the elevator, and puts them in a bad position.
Yeah.
This guy has ready, these guys had readied an action, you know, jump out and shoot, because they expect you to be on the side.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so I'm going to use one destiny point to act out of turn and to go now.
Okay.
Before these guys shoot, so... And first off, as a standard action, I'm going to grab the guy with the blaster cannon in a force grip.
Okay.
Use the force check coming out.
Now, again, there is using powers in front of friends, and then there's using powers on camera in front of a whole gaggle of stormtroopers. Are you sure? Because if you choke a guy, like just stand there and choke him,
yeah, I know, as, it's I know, pretty much as I know. Bad so as I haven't rolled it yet. Yeah,
okay.
I'm on the info Valium.
You just smile at him and he starts choking.
On the other side, you don't do it, they'll probably kill you.
See, exactly. That's my thought.
Well, there is a medium ground, right? You go double move and look, done. It says act out of turn. It doesn't say, you know, blow your wad on your turn. You can just double move around the corner and run, get the hell out of there.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
If you don't kill him, you're still going to take shots from one, if not both.
Yeah, no, that is true. Okay, yeah. I'm going to double move back.
Okay, you can single move to this corner and still attack, or you can just double move and, you know, find full cover. Because wherever you end up, see, there's still more stormtroopers around the corner coming up behind us. You're unaware of them, but...
Well, even if I do get to that corner, it's like I can't do much. I'm only like single target. Wait, do I have line of sight of the shoot? Okay, so I'm first going to move to this corner.
Okay, so you run.
Do I know where the...
You head north and you jump in front of Raul on the corner.
Yeah. Do I see where the cameras are?
Can I have a perception check?
Sure.
It must be well hidden. I mean, there are up top, there are little domes and blinking things and stuff, but some just might be relay nodes. Some might be, you know what I mean?
Okay, if that's the case, then I'm going to back up. Back into the doorway. That way I don't block Rahul and Zin's shots.
Yeah, and you can still see what's going on. You're lingering in a doorway is where you've done your best work in the past. I don't think anyone's going to.
Yeah.
No one's going to poo-poo that. Okay. So these guys open fire. And I know he's not using the Jedi power, but it's almost if, like he said, he just freaking tumbles down the hallway out of the way, and they light up the spot, the silhouette where he was standing. You know, there's that blinking white staggered chopped up line, blink blink blink. This is where Poser was. He's not here anymore, and they light up that square. The other guys
Poser
were
running away. Nope
we're readying an action, and the door is open, and if there's anyone there, we're going to shoot them. There's no one there. And it's their turn, so they just kind of move into position. I won't be so mean as to like have them come out shoot or whatever. They come out and, you know, what are you doing? Stop there! You know, they for free, they call you guys to like surrender. You know, you're surrounded, that kind of crap. The last Imperial chance to lay down and be nice before we open up on you guys. Rahul.
Yes. I look around the corner, take a step forward, look around the corner, yell to Merrick, check your six, buddy, we got company. And shoot at this trooper here.
Okay.
Natural 20! Nice.
Oh, that is disgusting damage. I wish you shot the big dude.
yeah, but damage? He has cover. 42 damage.
Oh.
Two eights and a four.
So the troopers come around the corner. They're like, stop, pull down your weapons. The guy just doesn't even finish his sentence.
To all that's left is two legs standing there. The rest is gone. They just crumple down.
God, I wish the damage carried through.
Savage.
Maybe that armor isn't so handy to wear. It's not really helping them.
Hey, Hey, nerdlings, welcome to Attack of Opportunity.
If you just reached into your pocket or pack to pull out some gear, you'd provoke an attack of opportunity. I'm Jeff Ball, and our first guest tonight, a fan favorite of our Star Wars actual play podcast, Donna Defiance, and a close personal friend of mine, Mr. Matt Witt.
Welcome to Attack of Opportunity.
Hello, everybody.
Matt, welcome to the show.
Pleasure.
So the first question we love to ask is, do you remember the defining moment where you became a gamer, where you crossed over away from the normies and joined us? What makes you a geek, a nerd, one of us?
Pen and paper stuff. Yeah, there was kind of a defining moment. I was a big gamer. I played RPG games and read a ton of fantasy books and stuff like that. But it was actually a kind of a jockey friend of mine. When I was like 12 years old, we were sneaking around in the sewers in my hometown, and we found this little alcove that was like creepy and dungeon-esque, and we set up candles and sleeping bags down there, and he was like, we're going to play D&D. We didn't have any dice. We just made stuff up, and after we did that, I was like, okay, I got to figure out what this was, because it was awesome, and it was super creative, and it wasn't long after that I went to a yard sale and found an old box of first edition D&D books and bought them all up and started playing with a few friends from school.
Wow, that's some full-on Tom Hanks maze and monsters movie. Let's go down where it's dark and dank and creepy, and that's awesome. I think our next guest's going to have a tough time topping that story.
Well, it was a unique experience, and it's something that stuck with me my whole life because it was cool.